Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 262. This is the show where we talk about apps, in this case, a lot of apps today. This is the Empty the Tank Friday episode where basically whatever we missed or didn't talk about during the week and we want to get out there, we empty out into this show. So we basically flood you with a barrage of apps. So let me introduce the co-host and we'll get right into the action, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Big Steve, don't worry, I'm going to be throwing you a life raft, so you're not going to drown.
Okay, from the flood?
From the flood.
It's like Noah's Ark. Eric Ardini is also joining us from dinimedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Not much. I'm going to bring two types of every app, or two apps of every type.
On the market?
Yep. Yeah. Bring them onto our ship.
Noah's App Store? Noah's hard drive. Cool, man. Well, why don't you start us off with your tank this week, Eric? Wait, quick announcement. Guys, if you want to win an LG G watch, enter the contest by going to podnuts.com/AAA club. Just put your name and email address and you will be entered into the contest. We're giving it away next month, October 23rd. Okay, Eric.
Speaking of the G watch, I talked yesterday just real briefly about how it docks, but how fast it charges is crazy, insanely fast.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did hear someone say something like, "I only let it charge for 15 minutes or half an hour, and it was like 50%."
Yep.
That's charging.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
My first app of the day is Pixel Battery Saver. This was a suggestion by Scott Abramczyk, Lethal Gorman from our Podnuts group and Android App Addicts
club.
Yes. Okay. This is an odd app. Basically, what this does is it claims to save your battery by removing colored pixels on your screen. It degrades the screen clarity and everything you love about your screen's image gets degraded in all hopes to add battery life.
What's the verdict?
I don't think it works. At first, I thought that it may work on an AMOLED screen because on an LCD screen, the backlight's going to be lit up no matter what's on the screen. So by having black pixels won't change anything.
Right.
On an AMOLED screen, if it's a black pixel, it remains off. So it could possibly work, but I found it to be, and this is just on my Galaxy S3 that I tried, I found it to be kind of a heavy app, and it actually was slowing down a lot of the other stuff. So I think that was probably hurting its battery anyway. I hate to diss on it because it gets good reviews, but I can't say that it's that great. Now, maybe on a newer AMOLED screen with a newer processor, maybe it wouldn't hurt it so much. And you can, you leave it on low, you almost don't, the default setting is low. You almost don't notice it, really. I mean, if you can spare those pixels, you're really not going to see it. And maybe it'd be worth it, but I'll tell you what, you can crank it up on high and it gets to the point where you would be looking at, you can't read any of the text. It's so well, pronounced.
Do you have an AMOLED screen?
Yes, I do.
Huh. That sucks that it doesn't work. Well, seems like a good idea.
Yeah, I think it is a good idea. On my phone, and maybe it's not this app, but I did notice a lot of slowing down of the whole phone itself when I was running it.
It's not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think this app is one of those few, very few apps out there. On like five different phones, you could see five different results. So it depends on your phone. I think there is probably a phone or like three phones, five phones out there where this would make us, I don't want to say significant difference in battery saving, but definitely a difference in battery saving without horribly damaging the visual effects of your screen. But then there's other phones you put this on, you know, and it just won't be good.
Interesting app.
Yeah. What's it called again, Eric? Seriously.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I not pick help?
You said you did say it, but I forgot already.
No, that's fine. Let me reopen my closed tab here.
I got Pixel Battery Saver by Povo. Povo.
It's a good name.
Yeah. I agree.
It's very descriptive. My next app is simply called GDG. And I was I'm just trying to figure out what this is. And this is definitely for people in a bigger city and who are crazy about Android. It's the Google Developer Groups app. And basically, it lets you connect yourself with other Google developers, people who are interested in many different aspects of Google development, just to go hang out. And they make these little meetups where people who are like-minded can find one another and work on making apps. They it seems like they'll
pretty awesome.
The groups will make will have a central focus of their topic for the night. You know, like they'll work on maybe maps one night or something like that, and they'll just all learn about how to do different things in Android with maps.
Huh. For a developer, that's pretty freaking awesome.
Well, it is, but you didn't catch it, Steve. This is Eric's subliminally way of inserting stuff into conversations, because if you look at the URL for this app, it clearly says org.gdg.frisbee.android. I'm guessing there's some kind of disc golf link here that we don't know about.
I see that too. I have no idea why it says that.
Mm-hmm.
That is funny.
Sure. No idea, yeah.
It's awesome.
I would have to drive at least an hour and 45 minutes to get to the closest Google developer group that I could find in Schaumburg.
It's worth it.
Schaumburg, Illinois. Shout out. Head west.
It's worth it. So let us know what happens at the meeting. We're expecting a little summary.
I think you have time for that, Eric.
I'm also going to put into the chat, too, this is a list. You may want to check this over real quick. This is a list. Basically, it's a calendar of all of these Google developers groups that are going on, say, today.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
If you look at Thursday, 9:25, just from the time that this Android app show started, there's what? Oh, no.
This is crazy. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, there's probably 20 groups getting together just in the time we've been working on the show.
Wow.
That's wow. Wow is right. Neat.
So you guys live in bigger towns. You may actually be able to go to one of these. And it looks like, you know, a lot of times they'll have a webinar, a lot of people to sit in and learn a new thing, you know, one day. It never hurts to learn something.
That picture shows a lot of people.
Yeah.
Amazing. Very cool, man. I like it. Anything else?
I got one more. It's called Eye Control. I think this might have been suggested by somebody in our community. Basically, all it does is change your settings. Well, it doesn't change your settings. It gives you a shortcut to a different settings tab or different way to look at your settings. But basically, it makes all your settings look like they were on iOS 7. Yeah, so if you're just curious, Dor, of what that looks like, mm-hmm. you can look at those screenshots and that's what you're missing. You've been missing all these years.
You know me, don't you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. My brother went to Best Buy looking to get the iPhone 6 because basically he's got an iPhone 4 and he could get it for free. They're doing all kinds of specials and crap. And he's looking at it. And then we're there for like 20 minutes. And then he just throws out there. He's like, so what can Android do? And I just got this feeling like he wasn't impressed with Apple and had the fleeting thought of possibly switching if there was like a reason to. And I just thought, you know, I just thought that was cool.
It is, but it's the kind of question you got to be really hesitant on how you answer. Because if you say something and they can't do something they want to do, they're going to blame you.
Yeah. I don't even think I really answered it. But just the fact that I saw this all play out, and I think my perception was right. I thought that was cool.
I kind of razzed a guy on the elevator in Chicago because I was there the day the Apple store started selling them. And yeah. He's standing in the elevator. And, I think he was letting it be shown a little more than somebody with, say, an iPhone 4S would have been.
So yeah, like, 6 on him.
Yeah. Is that an iPhone 6? Did you just get that today? It's like, yeah. He's got his earbuds in, I'm like, well, what do you think? He's like, well, I don't know. I'm still kind of learning. I switched from Android. I'm like, you what? There was like three other people in the elevator. I'm like, why would you do that? He goes, I don't know. You know, it's cool and stuff. I'm like, is it? I go, you're going to be so bored with that in a week, man. I had no mercy on the guy. I even saw him in the hotel later, and I saw that he had his earbuds pulled out by then. I'm like, oh, gave up on the music app already.
Oh, dude, Eric, wow.
Sorry, when I'm out of town, I'm a kind of different person because
Google should hire you, like just dress you up in a green shirt with a tie and you go around just doing that to people all the time. That would be so cool. Oh man, that's funny, Eric.
It could be instant karma though, because during my trip, I was also stuck in an elevator with 9 other people for about 25 minutes. We had to sort of be rescued.
Jeez. Well, you did show us, you got like free dinner and a bunch of food and stuff from that, right?
Yeah. Meat. I got a bunch of cheese and cashews and a bottle of wine.
You must have been hungry. That's what it was.
Yeah, they gave that to me right after I got back from lunch, and I had no refrigerator to put it in. great for cheese.
Oh, man. All right. Well, eye control. Is it good?
It's different. You know, if you're bored with the settings of your Google, you can always throw that on there for a while. I bet you Apple wouldn't let you throw the Android settings bars on their iOS.
Probably right. Cool, man. Thank you, Eric. What else? Is that it? You got anything?
That's all. That's all today.
It's a nice tank.
Thanks.
Mm-mm. Alrighty, door.
Okay, yes, I am very sorry to say, but there is going to be a fair amount of games in this tank. And I'm going to say this. I did mention this to Liam and a couple other guys here lately. I seriously think the average quality of Android games is in the last month and a half, maybe 2 months, has literally stepped up. The graphical quality of games, the smoothness of the game, and the in-depth of the game itself, I think, is all getting much better. I think we're starting to finally get past that Fruit Ninja, Angry Bird, Flappy Bird type of game, and we're getting into at least a little bit of a smarter game type. And here's the first one. It's called Octagon. Now, I did bring a game 2 weeks ago, I want to say, called Boson. This is kind of like Boson, but it's definitely a little bit more. The idea is you can go left, right, or jump. And sometimes you're in a octagon type tube that you can rotate around, kind of like Boson had you do a little bit. But this definitely does more than just that. Not super crazy sharp graphics, but yes, I think good looking graphics, thoughtful, I'll say, graphics. And to be honest, good gameplay too. This was a free game. I do think that there was in-app purchases. Yeah, there is in-app purchases, but it's the kind of game, if you literally find yourself in a line, maybe, you know, you're in line to get your grandparent a new phone that might bend. You could play this while you're in that line.
You would do that to your grandparents?
I know. Okay, yeah, but that was called Octagon. Definitely a fun game.
The video looks great. I mean, it looks like you said, a fun game. Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what a couple of the games I'm going to bring are. They're just simple, quote-unquote, fun games. This next one is definitely harder to grasp, even after watching the video. Okay, it's called Hyper Trip. Basically, in the game, your controls are left and right, and that's it. And your goal is to guide this square through almost like a maze-type environment, but there's no dead ends, really. But your goal is to not hit something, but it's a very tight course. You're a solid one-by-one cube, and you're surrounded by cubes and pathways for cubes. The only word I can come up with this, to be honest, is the game is a little bit trippy.
I think it reminds me of the hardest part of the Snake game. When you get towards the end and you've been playing Snake for a long time, like on your Nokia device or whatever. We've all had Snake, and where it starts to get tight, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Neat. I like this.
Yeah. Definitely, I think, one of the better flows of games.
It all moves like that, though, huh? Does it spins around like the video showing?
Not the first level. Not until, like, the third level did it start to spin a little bit. And it did become a little bit disorienting.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that game was called...
crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that game's called Hyper Trip.
I like that. You're right. The games are getting a little different. I like what you're, like where they're going.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, these next two games, they both are very similar in gameplay style. They're turn-based tactics game. But typically, I would have only bought one of these games, but these games are both so good-looking, I literally had to bring them both, okay? This one is first one is called Anti-Squad Tactics Premium. Anti-Squad Tactics Premium. $4.99. Initially, knee-jerk reaction. I said, $4.99. No in-app purchases. So what you pay is it. It's done. The graphics in this game, to be honest, very, very good. They almost remind me almost of the characters like from Team Fortress 2. Kind of close to that. Just a little bit more realistic than that, but not much. This is a turn-based game, so it's almost like, dare I say, chess or checkers, and you take a turn, you move a piece. You take a turn, you move a piece. The only difference is your pieces have guns and rocket launchers and grenades, and you can, like, hide behind things, and you can shoot. You know, it's definitely a more mature tactics-type game.
Such a cool... I totally agree with you, Dor. Like Steve reiterated a second ago, that these games are reaching a level. And I found myself when I was playing that game, I brought the racing one with the I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, it was Slingshot Racing. When I was playing that, I actually said to myself, like, these games are really getting cool. This one illustrates that. Who would have ever thought to do that?
Well, if you like that one, here's another one, okay? This one, I believe, is based off of PS4, Xbox One, and PC Steam game called XCOM Enemy Unknown. I believe there's an XCOM for another platform. This is a turn-based strategy, again, game. This game is definitely much more story-oriented, much more a rail in the sense of there's a story that's being told, you're traveling along that story, and while you're in that story, you have your turn-based strategy. This, though, is much more combat-related, where you can go to a place, and when you get to that place, it's a special place that it knows you duck and take cover. You go down to one knee, and you hide behind a box. The whole story is basically aliens came down. You being the military guy, your job is to basically kill them, take them out. But it's a team-based game. You control your entire team, and it's all turn-based. This game, $9.99. This one, though, is by 2K Games. 2K Games is a very, very big. Big game. Yeah. So this game, to be honest, this is the one I honestly hesitated. I'm not sure if I wanted to buy. But kind of like Halo was more family-friendly because you were killing aliens and not people, I'm thinking this might be actually probably more family-friendly than the last one because you're not killing people, you're killing aliens. That makes sense?
To me, this looks more complicated than the last one looked like it was something I could play. This one looks like I would really have to start doing some thinking.
Well, and that's the thing. These games are very similar in their layout, in their structure, but in their execution of how you play them, I do think you're right. This game is definitely a higher level game. Yeah, and that was
neat. XCOM.
Yeah. Sorry.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm going to throw this one out here just because I have to. I got to first get the dirty taste out of my mouth. Sorry. Adobe. Adobe is Adobe. Once in a while, they do things right. I don't know when, but just take my word on it. This is definitely filling a need. A lot of apps out there, I think, create fake needs and then say this fills that need. This actually, I do think, fills that need. It's called a Adobe Echo Sign. What this allows you to do is to basically store your signature digitally. Yeah. And,
digitally,
you know, yeah, it allows it. You. Yeah. That thanks, Eric. I needed that. It allows you to capture signatures, store signatures, and put signatures into docs, forms, kind of thing. I don't know when people would need this. I don't know, but I know I've heard more than a couple people say about capturing signatures. And I keep thinking, well, if you're using something like a POS terminal thing, wouldn't that be already capturing it? So this is the one-off capturing a signature. Like, for instance, you're a computer repair shop owner and someone's dropping off a computer to you. That's the initial signature confirmation of I accept responsibility.
So you're saying this might fill a false need?
I think it's a real need. Right. I do think it's a real need.
I think you had it right the first time. Adobe, across all their products, is trying to push this need in Acrobat. I own Acrobat, and they're trying to push this need upon us, that this digital signature thing, I don't know, that there's more than one app by Adobe that tries to get you to do something like this.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't think it's a mass need, but I do think there's some kind of need. Yeah, and that was Adobe Echo Sign.
In my job, signatures are the only thing that keeps paper from going away, though. Having an original signature on these pieces of contracts and things like that
really
we have to have.
I get Echo Sign.
I know. I'm going to bring that up at the next... I don't know who I'd bring it up to. I'll bring it up to myself, I guess. We're adopting Echo Sign. We're all in on the Adobe.
gotcha. Okay, one last game I'm going to throw out there. For me, for people around my age, around my experience level, we have a soft place in our heart for Super Mario Kart. Mario Kart and Super Mario Kart and all those games, they really did change the game of racing for a lot of people. There's a lot of games that honestly don't do a good job of trying to reproduce that experience. This one, I will say, I was pleasantly shocked. It didn't do perfect. It didn't do outstandingly great, but it did do pretty good. It's a free racing game with in-app purchases called Beach Buggy Racing. There is some kind of way you can do multiplayer too. I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of confused at that. But basically, you pick your racer, you pick your car. This, you can do upgrades to your car. So you can get better engines, better wheels, better turbo, stuff like that. And then you basically start your race. You start the race. You can get power-ups during the race to either shoot at people, enhance your speed, you know, do other things like that. Genuinely, I'll say this was a fun game. Not groundbreaking game, but definitely harkened back. It made me feel that Super Mario Kart feel again.
Really?
Does it harken back to episode 100?
No. You brought this one?
No, Jose brought Beach Buggy Blitz, which is real similar, but I think they may totally have upgraded the cards.
Totally different. Yeah,
totally different.
Totally not by vector unit back then like it is now. But I think they may have changed the cars a little bit. I don't remember these cars.
No way.
I think I've still got Beach Buggy Blitz.
It looks like the same characters, too. I totally just stomped on Jose. Oh, Lord, Jose. I'm sorry. Oh, man. Yeah,
it's okay, dude. It's okay. It's
one regurgitation out of all these last episodes, that's not bad.
I know, but not to Jose. I shouldn't know. I'm sorry, Jose.
He's going to be pissed off.
I'll send you an old ColecoVision game in pristine shape to make up for it.
There you go.
Send them the Smurfs on ColecoVision. Remember that?
Oh, my Lord, do I. I hated that game so much.
Send them Turbo. All right. Is that it for your tank?
I don't want to go too long, Steve. Yes, that's it, my tank.
All right. Beach Buggy Racing from Vector Unit, Zat app. Cool, guys. Thanks for bringing all that stuff. Really good show. Good apps. Lots of app action. Let's end off this baby. Dory, anything you want to say to the folks before we end off?
Oh, just please do not forget in pontus.com/AAA Club. Come one, come all. Extra content. We don't try to spam your inbox. We try to just tell you when there's good, really good deals we see, extra content we have, stuff like that. And we are going to be giving away stuff. Don't know what kind of stuff, but stuff. It's all that matters.
And so if you join for anything, do it for the greed.
Exactly. That works. Yes. Come for the greed, stay for the friendship. And I want to thank everyone who has been using pontus.com/Amazon. You people are fantastic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Eric.
Yeah, I think anybody who gets this watch is going to totally dig it for the price that they're getting it for, especially for free. I love having it for the time that I'm testing it out for free. So. Yeah, you cannot lose by winning a watch.
No. The odds are good, guys. Like, this is not like lottery, like, you know, scratch-off ticket odds. These are way better than that. I don't know the exact number, but what's it like, 250 to 1?
Yeah, so that's not really true, Steve, but we'll just keep going on.
What?
That's not really true, but let's just keep moving on.
Well... the odds are good.
250, anyway, 2500, yeah, whatever.
Whatever it takes.
220,
whatever it takes.
And my name is Steve Cherubino. If you guys like electronic music, check out the show I do called The Producer Podcast. I'm interviewing some killer electronic music producers who are just basically telling me all their secrets and really giving out great information on how to help anybody who's interested in getting into that field. That's at theproducer.club. Alrighty, thanks everyone for listening to Android App Addicts. Remember, like Dor said, join the contest and join the club at podnuts.com/AAA Club. Buy all your stuff from podnuts.com/Amazon. That greatly helps the network. And that is it, folks. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week.